It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your opening bell for March 5th, 2025. So I don't know if you saw the state of address yesterday from President Trump. I have a live event talking about that today. I think I finally figured out what their game plan is, and I'm going to reveal that today on our live event. See if you agree with me, and I'm up for options, folks. That's the way we do it live, so I can get your take on things. So let's get over to what's in the headlines today. We have ADP payroll numbers, the employment numbers. They came in completely dismal. 77,000. They were supposed to be at 148,000. So job numbers came in at half what was expected. Let's get over to see what's affecting a lot of these things. Trump tariffs took effect, and now China's getting ready to fight with us. Oh, that's going to be interesting right through there. And then what I figured out last night is right through here. Here's the agenda of what they're trying to fix. And I'm going to talk about like that, like I said, on our live event today. So how is all this affecting these things over here? Rates? Well, rates are looking pretty good this morning. So MBSs are up 17 ticks. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's topic. So let's get to it. My name is Dan Frio. Hopefully I can be your nationwide mortgage loan officer, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders, or I'm going to say it this way, up to 30 different lenders. I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. So stay tuned for that if you're needing some help when you're looking to buy or refinance a home. So here's what rates did yesterday. I'm going to have to say I don't really understand this part. The MBSs were down 28. That means mortgage rates should go up, but it shows here that mortgage rates went down, so we'll go with it. But mortgage rates right now is 6.7%. The news breaking right now is the private payroll numbers from ADP. Now, that's the topic that we want to focus in on, because ADP, I'll say I don't really like their numbers a lot, because there's a lot of revisions, and a lot of times when they come up with their revisions, they're pretty darn big. So we're going to go over that in a second, if they revised or not. Then let's go over to the stock market, see how the stock market's trading right now. Things are just flat as a pancake. Look at this. Dow up or down 20, S&P up 0.25, and then the NASDAQ up 43. So we're seeing that across the board. Oil is getting way down there. Remember last week or 2 weeks ago, this was at $72 a barrel, and I'm like, don't need it above 70. That's inflationary. So this is going to help in the inflation numbers quite a bit, folks, right through here. And then we also see the 10-year treasury dropping to 4.19. That's a key level, because once we get over under 4.2, there's some levels that are causing resistance and ceilings. So that's a good entry point right through there. Okay, so what I want to talk about briefly, and we're going to talk about this in more details on our live event today, is I think the Trump administration finally said, you know, we're not even going to control or try to control the Fed. What we're going to do is put our fiscal packages in line. You heard a thing last night, and I don't know if you caught it, but he said, we're going to have the government basically on a balanced budget, okay, meaning they can't do this anymore. Okay, so one of the biggest reasons why interest rates are so high is the government's stimulation and doing everything that they did. This is how much debt the government's in, and it's not going anywhere but up. Okay, so the administration's saying, well, if we can really cut all the fat in the administration, it's like a company. Okay, you go into a company that's really not functioning well, and what the administration's doing is bringing in a whole bunch of bigwigs in the company or the corporate world saying, okay, if this was a company, what would you do? One of the first things they do is they look at all their payroll and their biggest expenses, because you have payroll and healthcare and all these other things. And if you've ever owned a business, it's pretty difficult. But what they're looking to do is they're looking to come in and say, okay, we're going to make things more efficient. Well, that's pissing a lot of people off. And I get it. I talked to a person in the military yesterday, and he said, you know, they're getting a lot of top brass out of the equation. Some's needed, but some are going to be missed, and it will be detrimental. So those are the things that we're kind of focusing in on. And we'll talk a little bit more in depth, like I said, in today's later video when we go live. So that's the agenda right now. They're thinking if we can get our fiscal package in line, well, then we won't have as much debt out there. So then we'll be more self-sufficient. Thus, then we won't have to issue bonds. And if we don't issue bonds, we won't need as many. What happens if we don't need as many of things? Well, the prices go down. Okay, so when prices go down in bonds, I'm sorry, it goes the other way. When prices go up, yields come down. So we're looking at this where there's not as much bonds in the economy. And thus, that's going to raise the prices of it because more people are going to be more attracted to it, thus bringing the yields down. So my apologies. I got a little flip-flop there. Okay, so let's get over to see what the markets are doing right now. We have the MBS is up 17 ticks, and it's basically because of the ADP payroll numbers right now is what I'm thinking. So let's dig into those numbers that we're seeing right through here. I hate when I do this because when I do this, sometimes Bloomberg actually refreshes on me. So let's reset this. So if we go over to our economic calendar for today, here's what we have. We have ADP payroll numbers. That is the only thing in so far today. And again, I'm still not 100% sold on this because it's just their revisions are pretty substantial sometimes. Look over here. They had a revision. I told you it was going to come back in. I think the previous number was supposed to be, here we'll go over to my last chart right through here. I can show you the revision right through here. So the last number that ADP had was 183 and they revised it to 186. Not a big revision there. So I'm going to give them kudos there. But the number was supposed to come in about 141. That's what they expected. It came in at half. So it came in at 77,000. This is going to be an eye-opener, put it that way, for the Federal Reserve. So now they're going to start talking about stagflation. So what is stagflation? I put out a video last night on that, but basically what stagflation is when we have inflation, but we have an economy that's just stuck in the mud. So we don't have GDP. We have GDP coming down, which I think we're seeing that right now. We had the last GDP reading previously to the one we had was 3.1, then it came in at 2.3. So it's coming down. Now we're also having the jobs report numbers or the jobs numbers coming in really soft. So that's telling us the economy's softening. We still might have that ugly inflation. So is oil and other things going to help, and especially putting the deficit in check? That can only help us. So that's what's going on right now. Tomorrow we're going to get initial jobless claims from the government. And then on Friday we're going to get average hour earnings. That's going to give us the wages people are getting. And then we're going to get the true official unemployment rate from the federal government. So we're going to stay tuned basically to see what happens tomorrow on these numbers. I think that might be what the main markets are doing at this time, but that's what we're looking at right now. So let's get over to recap this thing. I'll refresh this, see if anything's going on here. So mortgage rates right now, the 30-year fix is at 6.7%. It looks like it might retract a little bit. So can we get in the 6.65 range today? Is 6.5 in the cards? Well, only time's going to tell. So we'll check on that. Let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool, and based on this information that just came in, any revisions here? So what this is telling us is what the Federal Reserve might most likely is going to do at the next meeting. So the next meeting is in 14 days. So 2 weeks from today, the Federal Reserve is going to come in and tell us here's what they're going to do. So let's get to the aggregate part of this thing. So here's what we're looking at right now. Federal funds rate is 4.25 is where we currently are, and you can see that right through here. So this is basically the economy at a glance. This is basically the main things that the Federal Reserve monitors. So the one thing they control is right through here. This is the federal funds rate. Okay, right now it's 4.25 to 4.5. There's a spread there of 0.25%. So if you go over to the CME FedWatch tool, this is telling us the probability of what they're going to do at the next meetings all the way through the end of next year. There's a 91% chance they're going to do what? They're going to do nothing because the federal funds rate is right here, 4.25 to 4.5. So now it's saying May. There might be a good chance they cut in a May, over a 50% chance there, and over an 80 or 70% chance they're going to cut for sure in June. So there's one price cut expected right through there. There's another one expected right through here. There's another one through here, and then there's another one through here. Is this going to really come out as we expect? I don't think so. So I'm just hoping we get one rate cut here in the next couple meetings because the economy's starting to soften. Before it gets there, the Federal Reserve might want to step in. So that's what we're looking at right now for today. So that is my news, and that's my report for this morning. Mortgage rates are expected to come down just a little bit. We got the MBSs still up 17 ticks, and we got the 10-year Treasury also down to 4.19 under that 4.2 level that we were hoping for. So let's get over to what I do and how I do things. So first thing I got to do is a public service announcement. So if you're out there looking to buy a car or a house, I'm just going to put it this way. You're going to thank me on this. Did you sign up for the Do Not Call list? What about signing up for the Do Not Sell My Financial Data list? Because what happens is when you go out and put in your application to buy a car or a house, when I pull your credit or any bank pulls your credit in that environment, that data from the credit agencies now gets sold. Once your financial data sold from the credit agencies, this and click out and opt so that your financial data isn't sold. Kind of like the Do Not Call list, but I hope it works a little bit better. Now on to me, what do I do and how do I do things? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. Then you might say, okay, do you have the programs for us? Because, you know, without the program, nothing else matters. Yes, I got the programs. Because if I don't, you're going to have a really difficult time finding it. Same thing with rates. So here's what we do. I work at a federal bank. It licenses me throughout the whole country. The cool thing about this place is we're also set up with 30 other banks, 30 of them, right here in our stable. So we can offer you our programs, theirs. We can offer you our rates. So why search all this stuff on your own when we can take the heavy lifting off of you? Well, how do you do this? Well, reach us at therateupdate.com. There's four different ways you can reach out to us. One, click the Apply Now button right through there. It'll come to yours truly. I'll get you on the phone within the next 24 hours, go over any questions that you have, put you on the track. If you want to schedule a consultation, do that right through here as well. It's a one-on-one consultation. We can be there 15, 20 minutes. We can call, Zoom, however you want it. Love to answer those questions for you before you go to the next step. Now, I jump in the front of the line, just scroll down to the bottom right through here, and you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email. So it's right there. You give us a call at 844-775-5626. And if it's busy, please shoot me an email at dan@therateupdate.com. Give me your question. Give me your phone number. Be more than happy to call you back and answer that question. Else. So that's it for today, folks, or this morning. We will be live today. I'm going to explain to you why, and I think I finally figured out what the Trump administration's doing, and it's kind of brilliant. So we're going to come back later this afternoon with a live event to talk about that. Maybe you guys can prove me wrong. Love to have the counterpoints on there as well. But check out today's live event. I'd love to see you there. So that's it for today, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to see you here at 3 o'clock on our live event to talk about what's really happening with rates. Here, folks.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.